From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And good evening, City of Houston. Welcome in. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hell no.
The Blitz
it's
a Junior.
It's a bootleg Christmas version. It's kind of like
if you went into an off-brand gas station, they would have our podcast sitting on the counter.
Yeah, and call it The Blitz.
Next to the enhancement drugs.
Yeah.
And the weird lighters.
I like it.
That would be
I
us.
Like it. Yeah, what are we? We're not The Blitz. We're like we're the cover two.
It's Houston we're game day on a weeknight.
It pretty much. It is.
Hey, producer Tyler, who's not producing, peeking his head, looking very Sith-like.
Yeah. So did you go out to Knicks today?
I did, just for a few seconds. First of all, producer Jose behind the glass, he's going to be handling the buttons and the wheels of steel.
It's your big up moment, man.
Yeah, it's your big moment. You've worked with us. You've worked with us on Sundays before. You've done all right.
You ever done the prime time, Jose? You ever rolled 4-7?
This is my first time on the prime time.
Oh boy, you nervous?
Now that we started, not really, but I was before.
Okay,
seriously,
it'll be nervous. It'll be a beautiful disaster.
Yeah,
as always.
And I will say this for anyone who is kind of bared with us or bore with 97.5 throughout the day, it has been a gauntlet. It has been a test in determination. If you've been out at Nick's place, it's 9 a.m. And I think El Jefe was out there most of the day. I was out there about 12:30. He had been there. He'd been there for a while. But that place is full up. If you've ever been to Nick's place out on Rocky Ridge, especially, I've only been there during the lunch rush. That place is, it's tough to get a seat. It's not shoulder to shoulder. It was today.
Yeah.
And what's cool is they had our entire array of daytime broadcasting up till now. A lot of our people from the office have been hanging out there. So on the off chance, they're carrying us.
I'm guessing there were a few adult beverages.
Just a couple.
That were had.
By 12:30, there certainly had been some.
Yeah.
And they had no difficulty getting them.
I didn't listen all day, but a recurring theme that I noticed that you won't get on this show, unfortunately, is us yelling at random people as they walk by.
We could.
I mean, we could. We totally could.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we can. Don't get me wrong. We just did really with Tyler, but it won't be throughout the show.
And if you don't know who we are...
Congratulations.
Failure. My name is Mike Liebeschock. This is Barry Laminack. You know him from the Joel Blank Show Tuesdays through Thursdays, anyway, from 1 to 4. You can hear us in tandem on Houston Game Day each and every Sunday morning from 9 until noon. We're your gateway to NFL action, bringing it like no one else can.
Yeah.
No one else would care to.
No.
One or the other.
Yeah. That's
approximate sports. That's what I like to call it.
That's right.
Approximate sports talk.
We don't really bring it. We just let it be.
We walk past it a couple times.
Yeah, yeah.
Take a hard look.
You know, people are already chiming in, Shock. I know this is a surprise to you.
It really is.
Drunk Bevo, already in. Already booing y'all. Boo.
Is he already?
Thank you. A drunk mascot is booing us.
I have no problem with that.
Trevor Tilly said that we are the Blumpkins instead of the Blitz.
I don't know either.
I don't know that I appreciate that.
You consult with Urban Dictionary.
Is that right? There will be some bootlegness to our show.
You'll hear some of the normal segments
that
Fred and AJ will bring you on a Friday evening. We've just, whatever the opposite of gussied up, we've tarnished them somewhat, and you'll hear them in a different incarnation tonight.
We are the Dr. Thunder of the Blitz. we are the Tab to their Shasta, right?
That's correct.
I believe that's what it is, yeah.
A little bit of a funky weekend. You've got almost your entire NFL Week 16 slate tomorrow. You had one game last night, Philly getting over on New York, and with the exception of like one or two games Sunday, it's a Saturday in the NFL. Are you excited? Because every game matters. Every game. Every game's a must-win, Barry. Actually, tomorrow isn't.
Well, there's been...
Some people will say...
I've said... It's that, not. You know, and I agree. I was listening to Fred and AJ argue about this yesterday.
Yeah.
And I tend to agree. In fact, the three of us were having a spirited discussion. You know, my show was over, Blitz was starting, and the three of us were talking about the Jags and the Titans and what that means to the Texans. And I lean more with Fred that, you know what, this could happen. There's a very slim possibility of it happening. But, again, the Jags, some of them will be playing for their jobs.
Sure they will.
Some of them will be trying to impress new coaching staffs. I think, and a lot of them may have quit on Gus Bradley, so you might see a different football team, probably see the same Blake Bortles, but you could see a different football team overall. I think that they will give the Tennessee Titans a spirited football game. I don't know if they'll win, but if they do, then the Bengals game matters quite a bit.
Yeah, I mean, Jacksonville isn't a corner dog. They're more of a dog who's lost in a back alley somewhere and probably scared a little bit. Maybe reflexively just snaps at people.
Yeah.
So they're not cornered, but they're still a little dangerous, just barely dangerous enough to maybe steal a win.
Are you aware of the ESPN matchup predictor at all? Do you know this?
Have you seen it? I mean, the playoff machine that they've
got? No. So when you go and preview games on ESPN, if you click on Titans and Jags, what ESPN will do is put up a matchup predictor, and they'll take into account several different things, including the Football Power Index, and they'll tell you who they think will win based on those factors, right? And it's usually pretty accurate. Every once in a while, it's skewed, pretty bad. But in this case, would it surprise you if I said that the matchup predictor has Tennessee at 53%?
No, that actually doesn't surprise me, though. When you look at their panel of experts, every single person on it has Tennessee winning tomorrow. But from a statistical standpoint, there's nothing that jumps out about you. So, well, they're fantastic. And to me, it's more about look at Jacksonville.
Yeah. But wouldn't you think that the number would have been higher than 50? That's just over 50%. Chance of beating Jacksonville.
If it were 60, would you have been satisfied?
You're talking about a 2-12 Jacksonville.
Understood.
And they're saying 53%. They're actually saying Jacksonville has a 46.6% chance and that there's a 0.4% chance of a tie. Which
they're not Cleveland.
No.
They're a little bit better. They've got some talented wide receivers. They've got a few. They just don't have a guy who can get the ball to them. So maybe there's some accidental awesome passes tomorrow.
They have Blake Osweiler, basically.
Essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
They just don't have a Tomas Savage behind him. To back him up.
I like that. Did you just French him up a little bit?
Perhaps.
Did you just French Tom Savage?
Perhaps.
Maybe.
I may have.
Yeah. Well, so for what it's worth, ESPN gives the Jags a fighting chance tomorrow. I don't know if I do or not, but I'm just saying it could happen. And then that makes the game against the Bengals
meaningful.
Meaningful. So
be nice to put it away.
Instead
of having I have to win next week.
Yeah, because if the Jags win and the Texans win, then it doesn't matter what the Texans and Titans do the following week.
You know what's interesting, though, is that every single person picked Tennessee to beat Jacksonville, but three out of their 10 panelists picked Cleveland to beat San Diego.
Really?
Yeah, it's actually, I mean, you can guess who one of them is, the pride of Cleveland, Ohio.
So I said yesterday on air. That I felt like the Cleveland Browns would win this week.
Does Golic count? I don't know.
I don't know. And this is the one where I figured everyone would make fun of me. Earlier in the week, I picked Novak as the team MVP. And I caught a little bit of flack for that. Not a lot. But I also have been saying, and I don't think the Browns are going 0-16. And I don't think they're going to beat the Steelers. And I think that the Chargers are playing pretty poorly. So my bold prediction for the week, Browns over the Chargers.
Yeah, and
silly, I know.
And fear not Cleveland, because you still have the number one draft pick locked up. The Niners have two wins.
Yeah.
The odds of you winning
out
two games. Yeah.
Yeah.
When's the last time you heard the words Cleveland Browns and winning out in one sentence? It doesn't exist.
No, not at all. Hey, hey, Chan chimed in, said the bootleg version of the Blitz is still a great birthday gift. Hey, happy birthday, Chan. Had no idea. That's pretty cool.
I agree.
Yeah.
Lauren Pope says she thinks the word meaningful is a strong word. I'm not sure what she's referring to.
Well, it just means you get to go and get your ass whooped in the first round. That's what it means. Let's be honest.
Well, I mean, if you don't think it matters if your team makes the playoffs, I mean, would you, at this point, because you're there, wouldn't you rather make the playoffs and take your chances than lose and still get a middling draft pick?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, as long as you're here.
Yeah.
Might as well get in.
Here's the thing to think about, though, as a Texans fan. which means more? The fact that they made the change to Tom Savage and he very well, that could be the end of Brock. You know, he's going to be a backup next year, maybe.
Maybe.
If things go right in the... So what means more to you, that or getting your ass whooped in the first round of the playoffs? What would have made it a better end of the season? Benching Brock?
You know what would
or
suck?
Losing in the first round of the playoffs.
What would suck is if you benched Brock and then Savage sucked.
Well, yeah, that would suck too.
I mean, then you're still left with one good quarterback in Whedon per the team.
Yeah. Per Bob McNair, you still have one good quarterback.
Now here's a question for you. Uh-huh. Let's say Tommy Boy goes in tomorrow and stinks up the joint. Do they go with Osweiler or do they throw Brandon Whedon in there?
I would just go Aggie and pull someone out of the stands. Be like, you, sir, with the fairly decent-looking biceps. Come here. Yeah. Grab that.
Can you
Brock,
throw?
Brock, yeah. Brock, give me your helmet, dude. Just give me your helmet, Brock. Give me your helmet.
Like they didn't even give me one when I came out. Yeah. Just told me to hold on to the clipboard and don't lose it.
Brock's like, why is my helmet made of leather with no face mask? Shut up, Brock. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Got to protect the moneymaker there, right? Yeah. It's a Friday, your last weekday broadcast here at ESPN 97.5 before your Christmas holiday. It is Shock and Barry in for Fred and AJ. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
1, 2, 3. My baby don't mess around because she loves me so.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred, no A.J., no Zhong Li. They are packing it in for Christmas. Those guys work hard, I guess, all year round. They're deserving of some time. Instead,
who the hell works hard at this station? Oh. Can you run that by me again? Let me make the list for you. One...
Laura Beavers.
Esme. One,
Esmeralda
Esme.
Perez.
Yeah.
And Laura Beavers.
And Laura. Two, Laura. That's it.
And none. Technically, Kirsten Spike, because she's got four different bosses.
That's very true. Kirsten busts her butt around here. Yeah. And she dropped off a Christmas present for me.
She did.
Which is food.
She dropped it off for everybody.
Which you see those commercials where it's a Lexus and they put the big bow on it? Like, if you just, you could get me like a box of Little Debbie's and just put a bow on it and put it in the driveway. And I would be way more excited about that. Way more excited about a pack of Nutty Butters. So she gave me food, so I'm good to go. I'm very happy. She might as well have gotten me a Lexus.
713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. You can reach us on Twitter at Shock975, at Barry is Funny, at Parj94. That's P-A-R-J-94. Parj. I like Parj better.
Parj94?
It's Parj. It's Jose Partida.
But that's...
Born in 94?
Then it should be Hosp.
You were born
in
94?
Parj.
Did you drive yourself here?
I did.
Did your mom drop you off?
I like that. Did your mom drop you off? Hey, can you guys give me a ride to the mall? I want to go watch the movie.
Seriously, 94 was the year...
Are you allowed to work yet?
Yeah.
Don't you have to be 16 to work?
Yeah, he does have a permit.
Oh, okay.
There's a maximum amount of hours he can.
Vocational at the high school? That's racist.
Not that kind of paperwork. We're talking about a work permit.
It's ageist, not racist.
When I turned 16, I got my first job. We had to get a work permit from the county, and you can only work a certain amount of hours. You can only work between. You can like couldn't work past 10 or 11 on a weeknight. I mean, it was a very different day.
Yeah, but this was up there in Yankee Land where y'all do everything backwards. We don't do that down here.
Like when the Civil War.
I was working at Wendy's at 15 years old.
Yeah.
I just lied. Like, I just filled out the application, and they asked me how old I was. I just put 16. I mean, whatever. I changed my birthday by year. But then, and no one looked at the fact that I didn't have a driver's license, because I just said I didn't have one.
Right.
And then they found out I was 15. And they were like, hey, you can't work here. That's against the law. But come back when you're 16 and you can work for us again. And I literally told the manager, when I turn 16, I'll go get a real job at a real place.
Which makes complete sense.
And not just thawing out chili at the Wendy's. Yeah, so then I went to the Olive Garden when I turned 16.
713.
Yeah, real job.
Not 713. 409 texting. It's 4 o'clock. Is Fred drunk over at Nick's place? No, Fred was there for a noon drop in, made the Falcon appearance. I don't think he hung around too long.
Went out Fred there. Was drunk at, what did they get off at, five? What time yesterday?
No,
did they do the full show yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So Fred was drunk at 7:03 yesterday.
Yeah.
Until now.
No, he had his wits about him today.
Yeah.
And again, that was pretty cool. And if you're in the area of Westheimer and Rocky Ridge, do stop by Nick's place. So they're going to be going deep into the night out there, and I know you'll get to meet the business people from ESPN 97.5.
Forget
the live broadcasts. Forget
the Raheel people
in Granado. Forget Sean Salisbury. Forget Joel Blank. Go out and meet the salespeople, the interns,
the people that keep the lights on here.
Yeah, the people who actually make this work.
Hey, Lauren Pope asked on Twitter: are the Texans fans of the new 12th man, where they stand ready to fill in for the quarterback? I'll tell you this: they certainly could be. You know, if they do what we suggested and just go in the stands and get a dude with, like, big forearms to play quarterback, they could also go back to the AFL and claim a championship, which would also be very Aggie-like.
Can you claim
to say,
championships from everyone else in the AFC South? Can you put all the Colts championships up, too?
No. But you literally, 1960 Oilers, 10-4, won an AFL championship. That would be the most Aggie thing the Texans could do, would be to say, yeah, that's our championship. We have rings, Cowboy.
Can you imagine if you
drove, Cowboy fan,
if you drove past, if you drove past NRG Stadium tomorrow on 610 and they had it up in big steel letters on the outside?
Wouldn't that be great?
What'd you say, 1964?
1960.
AFL. World champions?
Yeah, the AFL World Universe Football Champions.
I would love that.
Who'd they beat? Trivia question.
I don't know.
Los Angeles Chargers.
Oh, sweet.
It's a fact.
Nice.
So they have championships, the Oilers do. Fear not.
Technically.
Fear not, Houston football fan. We got rings. All right.
I would actually chip in a few bucks.
Would you?
To make that
to
happen.
To get a shirt?
To put those letters. Hell's yeah. Oh, goodness gracious. There's a hat you could get.
Oh,
sweet logo, 1964 AFL World Championship.
That'd be sweet.
That'd be awesome.
I think they should.
I wouldn't do it. Hey, let's not skirt around the biggest story out there. It's not NFL. 2016, ladies and gentlemen, will not come to an end fast enough. It seems like the year that we have lost more beloved celebrities than ever, starting with Bowie back in January. This is breaking all over the internet right now. Carrie Fisher, of course, Princess Leia, apparently suffered a major heart attack aboard a flight. I want to say it was from London to New York.
Oh, man.
And the stories that are breaking, and again, take it with as much salt as you like. We don't know the true thing yet. There are quotes from people on the plane that she may have stopped breathing for as many as 10 minutes. There was a team of passengers giving her CPR. She went into cardiac arrest, and there's no word yet on, you know, the ups or downs of it right now. But, man, she's got to last the year. We can't go out like that.
Damn you, 2016.
Can't
just
go out like
stop.
That.
What, do we got a week left?
Hey, Jose, have you
really?
Seen Rogue One? You seem like someone who would have seen Rogue One.
I haven't.
I have heard nothing but good things about this, for what it's worth.
Really?
Yeah.
You a Star Wars guy?
I'm not. And I didn't see any of the prequels. Is that the way you'd put it?
I don't know.
All the Jar Jar Binks movies. Nerdy.
Yeah, I can't keep up with all that.
The ones when Darth Vader was a cute little kid. He wasn't the murderer and the monster that he became later. It's when he was like a fifth grade, you know, a five-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, chewing on crayons. No, I wasn't down with those. This one I might be interested in because everyone I know who has seen it cannot shut up about how awesome it was.
Well, usually the nerdy Star Wars fans just can't shut up about any of it. So
that's true.
Yeah. Were you ever a Star Trek guy, Star Wars guy, either of them? Were you
as a kid,
did you have any of that stuff?
I had awareness of it because it was still on a lot when I was a kid. And I had a roommate in college who was just addicted to it. And I want to say he had everything on VHS. And he had the only TV in our dorm room. And when he was like sick one weekend with the flu, instead of going home like a good roommate, he stayed and coughed all over the place and watched all the Star Trek stuff.
Oh no,
the originals, the Shatner stuff, not the Patrick Stewart stuff, the early stuff, and watched it all over the course of a weekend.
Oh god!
But I don't think it was as long a series as people say. It was only like two or three seasons. It wasn't this long, sprawling series.
No, I was never a Star Trek guy. I had, as a kid, this is probably going to be stupid to say, but figure. It's me. I had all the Star Wars, well, not all, but I had like a bunch of Star Wars, because I was really into Star Wars. And so I had, you know, the action figures and an X-Wing fighter and a TIE fighter.
You corny!
Yeah. and I had all that stuff, but I had these Star Wars drapes in my room that covered the window, mm-hmm. which is what drapes usually do. And I had Star Wars sheets to match, and I was scared to death of the Darth Vader on the sheets and the drapes. Like, it literally frightened me that he was watching me. I was a weird-ass kid. That was a weird...
Why
are you looking at me like I'm an idiot?
Did his mask follow you around the room?
I'm trying to share with you something very intimate.
Was it just like when you moved around the room, did it look like you were
It was like the painting in Clue. The eyes would just follow you wherever you went.
But
you
there were no eyes, though. It was
What made it creepy is he had eyes. These were bootleg. These were Star Wars.
Bootleg Friday. Friday before Christmas. Everything is bootleg. Everything is cheap.
The show, the drapes, everything.
Oh, my goodness. No, I don't.
Yeah, I was a weirdo, dude. I was scared of everything as
a kid.
I had
pretty bland curtains in the room.
I was the kid that would run down the hall when it was dark and time to go to bed and leap from as far as I could and make it to the bed so that nothing could grab my leg. I did that. I totally did that. You didn't do that? Like, you weren't that kid?
No.
You didn't sleep with the nightlight?
I was fairly well adjusted.
I slept with the closet light on and the door open.
No, I wanted every light out.
Really?
I'm probably one of the few kids who slept with the door closed. Like,
was a weirdo.
Yeah, I wasn't afraid of anything, man.
Oh, shut up. You were afraid of something.
Still not.
Shut up. You were scared of something as a kid.
I'm afraid of being alone.
You're scared to be alone now?
Yeah.
Well, that's a healthy fear you
have. Dying alone. 713 thought the Oilers won back-to-back AFL.
They did, as a matter of fact.
Well, then we need to buy more numbers and letters for the outside of NRG.
I guess those fake signs are going to be expensive because we got to get two of them. Yeah, Derek Lockridge said on Twitter, back-to-back 60-61.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, against the LA Chargers in 60 and the San Diego Chargers in 61. Mm. That was the year of old... Tommy Tunecks. I have no idea who played on the 61 Chargers.
Tunecks.
I'm just making up players now.
Probably
just, similar to what the Aggies
back
did.
Then. Yeah, dudes named Lefty and Chip and Buddy and
Guacamole Joe.
Guacamole been invented yet in 1961?
Yeah.
Okay.
What? Really?
I don't know.
Like, first of all, invented. Really? It's just, I thought
that
guacamole
just happened. It was just created on the fifth day.
Yes. It's in the Bible.
God
Look
created
it. Look it up. Look at it. I'm telling you, it's in there.
King James Version.
It's Nephi's 417 right there. Guacamole was invented.
That's in the Catholic Bible.
Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah.
Where all the books are included.
That's right.
It is kind of a cool weekend in NFL land. Almost the full slate of games tomorrow. Baltimore, Pittsburgh on Sunday, Kansas City, Denver on Sunday, Dallas, Detroit on Monday night. Everything else falls tomorrow. And for a change, there's only like two or three games that don't matter, which is kind of cool. Almost every game on the docket has something riding on it.
It's the 8-8 league. Everyone's still in it.
You're almost right.
Yeah.
There's so many teams still in the wild card race, and there's teams who thought they were comfy in first place in their division who could find themselves on the outside looking in. 713-780-3776. Let's take a quick break. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Your home for The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman is ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Welcome back and welcome in. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. No Fred, no AJ, no Jong. It's Shock and Barry with Jose up until 7 o'clock. 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text. Get after us on Twitter at Shock 97.5 at Barry is funny. 713 saying, hey, they weren't booing us, they were mooing at us.
Who?
Whoever it was. You said someone was booing us early.
Oh. Why the hell would they moo us? I don't know. Have I had too much crown already? Because I don't understand this.
Perhaps.
I'm so confused
this
right
now. This segment is brought to you, in theory,
by
Crown Royal Black.
Crown Royal Black.
Yes.
It's what's in my cup right now. If that was their slogan, it would be appropriate.
I don't quite get this. Someone's saying they're happy to not be sitting in an imaginary living room. I don't quite get that reference.
I get it. Okay. I totes get it.
And 409 saying he feels you, Barry. He had hand me down Empire Strikes Back bed sheets with a damn creepy probe droid.
I told you.
So you're laying there in the middle of the night afraid that.
I want that person that's listening right now. Were you also the kid that used to run and jump into bed because you were scared of what was under it? Because that was me too. I guarantee you that.
I wonder if he or she were afraid.
Yeah, it could be a girl.
That the probe droid would probe them in the middle of the evening. Is that what that's about?
That's a healthy fear to have.
Were you afraid as a child, and this is appropriate being the eve before Christmas Eve, afraid of Santa?
No, my sister was afraid of the Easter Bunny. And that's really how she found out that there hey, if you have kids in the car, change the channel, come back.
Yeah, it's like the Olympic spoiler moment.
Yeah, I don't want to be that dude that like runs it for an entire city full of kids. So yeah, change
the
channel.
3, 2, 1, go.
Here it goes. Yeah, when she was a kid, and I was super young, but she would go downstairs the night before Easter, and she'd be like, "Mom, the Easter Bunny's scratching at my window." My mom was like, "Oh my God, what are you talking about? That's not possible." She's like, "I'm telling you, he's out. His fangs are scratching on the window." She was like, "No, that's not." And then she kept going downstairs. "Mom, the Easter Bunny." And so finally, my mom went up and was like, "Look, dumbass, I'm the Easter Bunny," and was like hopping around, like making, "Look at me, I'm the Easter Bunny. Come here, I'll show you all the stuff."
She just said that to pacify your sister.
No,
she wasn't really.
Then she showed. No, my mom wasn't good at breaking those to us. I'll tell you how I found out there was no Santa. I was like, "Hey, Mom, you think the Easter Bunny will bring me a bike for Christmas?" My mom was like, "No, the Easter Bunny's broke this year."
And I told you there was no Santa?
And I knew Mom was broke, and I was like, "Wait a minute, you're the Easter Bunny?" And she goes, "Yep, and I'm Santa too. Now go to school." That was it.
Oh my God.
That's how I found out, which is tough for a 14-year-old.
Yeah, I can imagine.
I was just playing.
You're like, "Damn, those kids at school
were
telling
12.
Me."
Yeah, I know. I'd avoided it for that long.
Yeah, when I was a little, he never did this any other night of the year, but it seemed the dog would be downstairs crying and yipping about something on Christmas Eve.
Because your parents were doing it on the couch.
This is, I don't know about that.
He was like, "I want to watch this."
Yeah.
I guarantee you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I never really thought of that before. Thank you. It took you a whole four seconds to get there.
To destroy your childhood.
I've been trying to figure this out for 35 years now. I mean, you just blew the hell out of that.
I was like, Oh, that move looks familiar.
Damn.
I'm sorry.
Damn.
See? That happens.
So,
where was it? Oh, yeah. PJ Alfred tweeted and said, "Technically, that ring you're talking about belongs to the Titans, not the Texans." No, sir. That belongs to the city of Houston. Okay. It belongs to the city of Houston.
Not the state of Texas, city of Houston.
The Titans agreed when they moved. That's why they didn't move and become the Oilers. Mm. The Oilers' history stayed here. Houston Oilers, not Tennessee Oilers.
I
don't know if that's true or not.
I want to say the only team that was able to take their legacy with them was Indianapolis. When they left Baltimore, they took Johnny Unitas and the World Championships with them. They actually have Johnny Unitas and the Ring of Honor at RCA Dome or whatever they call that dump in Indianapolis.
Oh, really?
And I don't. For my money, I don't even know if he ever stepped foot in the state of Indiana.
Well, the Rams and the Raiders take it with them as much as they bounce around.
I guess they took the St. Louis stuff, the Neil Lomax, Stump Mitchell, Roy Green stuff with them. I don't know.
Yeah. I know the Rams because they were the St. Louis Rams, L.A. Rams.
Right.
And they bounced back and forth a couple times, but it's always been the Rams.
And I get it for record-keeping purposes. If you want to talk about the leading rusher in team history, if you're Tennessee, I guess it's fun to talk about Eddie George and Earl Campbell in the same breath because technically that's your legacy of running backs, right? But it sucks when you're here.
Yeah.
And let's just say you're watching the Titans Jacksonville game tomorrow, and let's say DeMarco Murray was, you know, on the verge of breaking a franchise record, and they're talking about Earl Campbell, and they're showing clips of the Houston Oilers. They're showing him running over Jack Tatum.
Yeah.
That's an Oiler. That sucks.
That's Houston, though.
That's Houston.
That's Houston. That's right. That's not Tennessee. That's Houston.
But they do that, is my point.
Yeah.
And it sucks when they do that.
Yeah, we all know the truth, though.
It's different. I mean, it's different, like, the Nationals in Montreal, because there's no team there.
Oh, boy.
You know, they talk about Vladimir Guerrero. You know, they talk about, you know, who has the most home runs in the history of the Nationals / Expos franchise. Yeah. Well, there's nobody in Montreal. For all, yeah. For all I know, they're rooting for the Nationals. I don't know, they're probably
yeah, but they don't say the Nationals slash – or they don't say Washington slash Montreal.
I saw a trivia question online yesterday about who was the last Nationals slash Expos pitcher to throw a no-hitter. I mean, it was something weird like that.
Oh, really?
And they worded it that way. And maybe that was just to prove a point of how long ago it had been.
Probably.
It was so long ago the team was in another country. Wearing much cooler uniforms, not with a right. Walgreens logo.
Were you an Expos Uni fan?
Looking back, they
Andre
look cool.
Dawson
they
and,
look better looking back.
Yeah,
a lot of those uniforms. Would you see the Rams when they opened up the season at home? They wore the old school Vince Ferragamo L.A. Rams stuff, the Burt Jones stuff.
Yeah,
not the stuff they've been wearing the last few years. And they should wear those all the time.
But the old school stuff?
Absolutely.
You think so?
I think the Jets need to go full-time with those throwbacks. The Chargers probably should, too.
There's some that are good. The Chargers have good throwbacks.
Buffalo.
There's some that are pretty.
Denver.
The Cowboys have always been pretty plain, though. Their uniforms, always pretty whack, pretty plain.
But whack.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're whack, but, I mean, the ones that are simpler, like theirs, they kind of stand the test of time, you know. When they wear those Color Rush ones that are like midnight blue,
yeah,
I think they look kind of weird. When they wear their alternatives, the way Detroit looks completely weird, Pittsburgh and Green Bay have the worst alternative jerseys. One looks like prisoners, the other one looks like bumblebees.
Yeah, Pittsburgh is pretty bad. And Jerome Solomon was correcting me because I said I didn't know. He said that, yeah, the Oilers' history actually belongs to the Titans.
So they took it with them.
Not the championships. I won't allow it. I just won't allow it. I don't care what the
Jerome
official
is listening.
Yeah, I don't care, Jerome, what the official documents say. I'm not going to allow. This is we're trying to be.
Jerome's a dad.
We're
now.
Trying to start tradition like A&M here. Okay.
Yeah. Turn
we're gonna go into the stands and get a QB, and we're gonna invent some championships for the Texans.
Your so boy
don't,
Derek
don't worry about it, Jerome.
All players in the Ring of Honor in Tennessee.
Who
are
cares?
Oilers.
I don't. You guys don't understand. I don't care. This is not. It's not. We're not doing this officially. It's
official
the rules.
To you.
It's the rules according to me now.
It's official to
yeah,
you.
That's right.
So the only games on the docket tomorrow that matter not would be the Rams and the Niners, and there's one other one that's just a complete garbage fest. Cleveland, San Diego.
Yeah.
Other than that, every game this weekend has at least a wild card attached to it, maybe a division. There's a chance that the Atlanta Falcons, who have feels like they've been in the driver's seat the entire year in the NFC South, there is an outside shot they could not make the playoffs.
Isn't that crazy?
They lose out. Tampa Bay wins out. I think that's the possibility that they could miss it altogether. I mean, there's several teams in that 8-6 realm right now that they're kind of all in that same grouping of records.
Yeah.
I would love that.
Would you?
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Just a hater.
All the Matt Ryan elite stuff started again. Like
yeah,
week
but
three.
You hate. You're a Matt Ryan hater and a Falcons hater.
Because for as much run as him and Phillip Rivers get, they do nothing in the postseason.
Well, so?
Nothing. They're the Washington Nationals of football. Hey, let's go to the phone. Jimmy, you want to talk about Christmas. Welcome to the Blitz. What's shaking, man?
Hey, what's going on, brothers?
What's up, Jimmy? Athletics,
hey, man,
whatever,
about,
sports.
Yeah, y'all were talking about your dog whining and stuff on the Christmas morning.
Yeah. Yep.
And I had an incident like that. I heard my dog whining, so I was going down to check it out, and what you were talking about was happening.
Oh.
And,
see? It happens.
Do you have your sight so, today?
Yo, but what's even worse is I bailed out. I was like, all right, I didn't want to see that. And then, 3 weeks later, I was going through my dad's porn stash, and I grabbed a movie that was entitled.
No!
I got another vision. They were video.
No!
I was like, oh! Yeah.
Dude.
Wait, dude, how old are you?
That's the worst.
Now I'm 35 years old now. This happened when I was like 9, and still it's not.
I'm trying to figure out how big that camcorder must have been.
How long?
You need the cameraman to film that.
So what was it, like 5 minutes in when you turned it off? How long was it before you turned it off?
No, I just saw my dad's balls bouncing. I had to call it a day. You know?
Oh, I don't blame you.
That reminds me of earlier in the week, we were getting worst Christmas gifts ever. And we found out that there was a dude whose friend was a preacher, and he gave him his wife's donger by mistake. That's horrible.
I agree.
That's horrible. But that, going down and seeing your parents, I've never walked in on my parents, thank God. That was, I can honestly say, I never had to go through that.
That could ruin Christmas.
That could ruin your life. That could ruin everything.
Yeah.
Like, that's bad. And then to watch a video. Poor Jimmy, man. Dude, I hope you get everything you want for Christmas.
I'm sure that all three times he watched it, he got more and more offended each time.
Yeah.
Just guessing. Let's take a quick break. It's Shock and Barry. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
No Fred, no A.J. It's Shock and Barry from Houston. Game day with you until 7. And real quick, thanks to all y'all chipping in, congratulating us on the exposure, I guess.
Like, I don't know. Well, you know, we tend to pick up as we've gone, almost, 4 years now?
Yeah.
3.5, whatever, but we tend to pick up listeners. But I think we did the Blitz back in June.
The first time we ever did the Blitz was Christmas 2013. It was like a Tuesday.
But we've done it several times, and individually we've done it as well. Hell, I was here last Friday, I think.
Yeah, you were.
But as a dynamic bootleg duo.
Something like that.
We.
It's all good.
So here's an interesting question.
Sir.
not a question. RJ Bell, who you hear on the Blitz here Thursdays?
A lot.
I think, yeah. Knows this stuff, I guess, was tweeting, and Josh Rapp tweeted this to me about RJ Bell. And RJ Bell said, the Texans' low spread is not a reaction to QB Tom Savage. Vegas consensus, Savage is a 2-point upgrade over Osweiler.
So what they're
Would you have thunk it? A 2-point upgrade. So they're at what, -1 now?
Right now it's -1. So what, the Bengals were favored by?
The Bengals would have been favored by 1.
Yeah.
But if Osweiler was starting and now Savage gives them a 2-point upgrade.
I think that's more about your boy Brock than Savage. Because he only had 3/4 of a game as a test sample. And granted, he threw for more yards than Brock did on average. He threw for a better percentage. He threw for almost 7 yards per attempt.
Yeah. Oh, it wasn't even close. Yeah. He had touch on his passes.
Maybe they
He didn't throw into triple coverage damn near every time.
Maybe they have people on the inside that are talking about the energy levels at NRG and how the guys feel about him. I mean, I doesn't that stuff all kind of feed into what Vegas does in terms of numbers? I mean, they're not just watching games. I think they have feet on the ground telling them the inside stuff.
That's
I think that has to.
Is that why you always hear that with those commercials? I've got inside sources to tell me.
Yeah.
About everything you have right now.
Call my Tom Savage for my one free play.
Yeah. Yeah. That one. That guy.
Biggest game of the year.
The lock. Every week it's the lock of the week.
Everyone.
Lock of the year, whatever.
Everyone is the biggest play in the century.
Hey, Lamont wants to know, he said, Barry, ask Mike how he feels about being called Shaq by Fred Fowler.
Well, that's funny because
I had no idea he called you Shaq.
He calls me Shaq to my face.
Yeah?
Or Mike,
well,
which is fine.
Well, apparently, Lamont said that Fred was promoting you and me.
Quote, unquote.
For today, and called you Shaq.
Is that when
Shaq and Barry?
When AJ said he hated us.
Hey, what's up? Yeah, that's probably when AJ said he hated us.
713,
which the feeling's mutual.
780-3776.
Yeah.
If you ever worked with Barry Warner, I think he could pronounce my name 9 different times in the span of 3 segments. So that
and get it wrong
doesn't bother me.
Really?
When you've got a Ukrainian Eastern Bloc last name the way that I do, you learn from kindergarten when you're having roll taken for the first time that it's hopeless.
But it's Liebeschock.
Liebeschock. Yes.
But why wouldn't Barry Warner just call you Shock? Was he? Hey, Michael Leibowitz. Listen,
it's
that's it.
Yeah. When people reach a certain age, you just don't bother.
Really?
But there's people as young as I am or younger that they will pronounce it, and they'll look at it, and there'll be letters that aren't there that they'll pronounce.
Well, Laminac's not exactly easy.
It's easier.
But I get a lot of Lominac, Laminic.
With yours, it's easier to sound it out.
No, because I don't get to shorten it to just knack. That would be stupid.
You could.
Lammy. What's up, you just go shock.
What's up,
and that sounds cool. Like, you can't go Lammy. Like, no one, I don't want anyone calling me Lammy.
No.
That's whack, dude.
That is whack.
That is horrible.
That's your second and whack of the show.
Now that I've said it out loud, guarantee you everyone's going to start calling me Lammy.
I hope it's
And I'm super pissed that I said it now. Why?
Yeah,
I mean, do that?
And at least I can also say that I didn't give that to myself. That's been around since high school.
So really?
It doesn't bother me.
Well, whoever thought of it wasn't exactly splitting atoms.
No.
All right.
No, but that said, yours is pronounced as it's spelled. 713 Tampa Bay's old school jerseys make my eyes hurt every time. Those were the winking Buckeye. I believe it was an impression of Errol Flynn on the side of those old Dreamsicle costumes.
Those are beautiful. I thought that was Captain Hook from Peter Pan. Is that not who that is?
No, it's Errol Flynn from Robin Hood. And my dad and I were actually in Tampa visiting my grandparents the weekend that they changed those uniforms. They actually had a ceremony out in Tampa Bay where they made Buckeye Bruce walk the plank and jump into Tampa Bay, and they unveiled.
Did they light him on fire or anything?
No, he was flaming hard enough as it was. But they they brought it, they unveiled the new uniforms, which were, it was like blood red and pewter. That's the way it was described. And those pants were made of a material that when the dude sweated, it looked disgusting.
It looked like they did something. So wait, hold on now. You're burying the lead here.
Yeah.
Buckeye Bruce was...
Buckeye Bruce.
He was flaming?
He was winking at you.
Well, but you... I don't... Maybe you have had like gander inside
those
knowledge.
Old, have a gander at those old sides.
He didn't walk the plane. He sashayed down the plane.
Perhaps.
like it was a runway. Maybe like, and he's RuPaul.
A twirl at the end. I don't know. Before
he spun a little like Zoolander, but only to the left. Or whatever it was.
He gave me old blue steel, and then he jumped into Tampa Bay. Absolutely. It's entirely possible.
That is brilliant.
But, so thankfully they...
I think Toro's like that, too.
They changed
sassy like that. There's something wrong with Toro.
They changed the uniforms to a less offensive material.
But they have
those gigantic numbers that look like an alarm clock.
I thought you were saying Buckeye Bruce was offensive. I'm like, that's not offensive.
No. The unis that they changed.
The ones where the
it showed every
like
bit of
urinated on themselves
of assular moisture.
Oh, wow.
I think I made up a word.
Is that the scientific term?
I think
for
it is.
Yeah. Assular.
Crackular.
Okay.
Moisture.
I like that.
So, yeah.
I think I did learn that in. Biology.
That said, all the success that they've had, except for one playoff run with Doug Williams, like in 79 or 80, came with the new unis.
Oh, yeah.
Like Steve Young nearly got killed wearing the old Dreamsicle stuff.
Yeah. Well, it had everything to do with the unis, of course. It had nothing to do with the players.
Obvious.
Derek Lockridge wants you to know that it is Bucko Bruce, not Buckeye.
It was Bucko.
Get it,
it was
right.
Bucko Bruce. You're right.
Get it right. How
it was
dare you?
Buccaneer Bruce.
He and his friends are going to be pissed.
Super pissed.
When they find, you are in for a slapping.
Better Call Joel says, hey, Shock and Lammy, great show. Keep it up.
Oh, God, really?
Dunsky. And Derek also said, Tampa Bay and LA, two best throwbacks. No, they're not. Tampa Bay throwbacks are god awful. That's the only ones that should never come back.
Oh, I disagree.
Should never come back.
I disagree. Tampa Bay's the Dreamsicles.
The Rams are sweet though. Those unis are good. They need to keep those around.
I like the Dreamsicles. I have no problem with those. Hey, so just get sportsy for a minute.
Just a touch.
Yeah. Did you hear for the Bengals, Vontaze Burfict, Tyler Eifert, and Clint Bowling won't play for the Bengals?
Nice.
Does that change anything? I mean, it makes it a little bit easier.
For all
especially the, having not having to color cover Tyler Eifert.
For all
easy
the,
for me to say.
That's what I would be more concerned with. I mean, for all the chatter about Burfict, it's more about the penalties that he commits. I'm sure he makes plays here and there, but he's not like this force you got a game plan around, I don't believe. I don't think so.
Okay. So on the Texans front, Lamar Miller, third day in a row, he did not participate in practice. Are you worried? Do you think this is just more of the Bill O'Brien school of Bill Belichick where you just put guys on the injury reports and everyone is able to play, but it allows him to not play Lamar Miller if they don't need to because the Titans win before they hit the field?
I don't think it matters either way. I think if he were so compelled, he wouldn't play him anyway. I don't think you have to do that. If it were me, I'd do it just like Belichick. Every guy on my roster, even on the taxi squad, would be questionable. Just to make the guys have to work harder.
That's ridiculous.
Just to make someone at the newspaper have to sit there and type that
Good news. Team MVP Nick Novak, limited participation.
Fear the turtle. Love it.
Huh?
Maryland guy.
Oh, Lord. Yep. Don't start that.
Hey, those of you, by the way, who were somehow insinuating Nick Novak should have made the Pro Bowl, you're out of your friggin' mind.
What? Who said that?
There were some...
Some folks
Twitter
said that?
Chattering to say, Novak, why is Novak on the Pro Bowl team? Because the best kicker of all time is on the AFC side.
Oh, God. Here we go.
And I'm done with that. I don't even have to say who it is.
Stop that
RG
out of
Bell
town nonsense.
Also says, deeper, if Tennessee loses to Jacksonville, Houston beats Cincinnati. If Houston loses to Tennessee, there's a 4% wild card chance, so there's a tiny implication. So he's using playoff status.
For who? Tennessee?
Yes. I believe so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, no, he's
the Texans
saying
if
the Texans win their next game, they have a 51% chance of getting in as a divisional winner. They would still have a 4% chance of making it as a wild card, which means they need about every other team in the NFL to lose.
Yeah.
Plus Navy losing to whoever they're playing their bowl game against.
Yeah. The real issue that I think is getting overlooked because it's next week and not this week is if everything goes the way we think it's going to go, Tennessee's going to beat the Jags. It doesn't matter what the Texans do against the Bengals. The concern is, looking ahead, can this team beat Tennessee? Can the Texans beat the Titans the way both teams are playing right now?
I wonder how many teams and fan bases across the nation are sitting there having this discussion when it is yours to take. If you take care of your business for 2 weeks, you're in lock, stock, and barrel. How many cities are talking about the other possibilities more?
Yeah, do you have faith that this team will take care of
business? I absolutely think, on the strength of their defense.
Where have you been?
I think they can win these two games.
On the strength of their defense?
Yes, I do.
That's a good answer.
I do.
The problem is that Tennessee isn't the Tennessee that they used to face.
You're correct. But it's not like they have this outstanding aerial attack. I still think Houston plays good defense the way they do. They're going to win that game.
Okay. I'll give you the matchup predictor from ESPN, similar to what we did for the Titans and Jags.
Let's do that on the other side of this break. One down, two to go. It's Shock and Barry in for Fred and AJ. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Rock all the rocks, top all the drops. I'm never taking down when all the ball
is stopped. You never home, gotta call me on the yacht. 10 years. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.